Time now for your comments. After hearing Alex Chadwick's interview with author Scott Carrier about his experience running with antelope, Elizabeth Templeton of Bloomfield, New Jersey, recalled a Wyoming trip from long ago.
On one of those trips in Wyoming, two antelope came over a rise and down to the road and began to race the car. My father sped up, the antelope sped up, then Dad stopped the car. The antelope stopped too. We all stared at one another, and I remember those coal black eyes. Finally, we set off, and the antelope stayed absolutely still. Like your author said, not even breathing hard. That moment has stayed with me for almost 50 years.
Martha Lesh of Encinitas, California, wrote regarding the story about the new tougher California driver's exam. The next time I see a driver cut across four lanes of freeway at 80 miles an hour to exit, I will remember that this person passed those tougher safety questions. There is absolutely no correlation between safe driving and the driver's test in California. But in Sacramento, California, Bruce Reeves liked Baxter Black's commentary about his daughter graduating from college. God bless Baxter Black for moistening this jaundiced eye. After his commentary, I made sure to give my 9-year-old daughter an extra hug when I sent her off to school. Finally, several listeners were less than pleased with a certain musical reference in a story about President Bush attending Yale University's commencement. Pam Ford of Los Angeles left this message on the listener comment line.
While I haven't come to accept the dumbing down of America, I've at least learned to live with it without going completely crazy, but I never expected that NPR would contribute to it. When you talked about Bush at Yale and he and his fellow honorees strolling off the stage to the music from 2001, A Space Odyssey, please, it's not just a movie song. It had a life before that. It was Thus Spake Zarathustra by Richard Strauss, and I think NPR audiences can handle that. Thank you.
Send your comments to Morning Edition Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. The email address is morning@npr.org.